So good morning, everyone. My name is Rebecca, and I'll be your facilitator for this Spirit of Play at Home workshop. I think everyone is muted right now, so I want to make sure I'm being heard. Jill, are you on the call? If you are, would you unmute yourself and tell me if you can hear me by hitting star 6? Got Karen A.
Here.
I can hear you, Rebecca. Okay, great. Plus, I want to make sure I'm in the right pod. Was that Jill?
Hi. Yeah, this is Jill. Sorry.
Okay, great. No, that's okay. I just want to make sure we're all in the right place. So,
yep.
Great. So that's how you'll participate throughout the day. Everyone is to hit star 6. That way we can keep everyone muted and have less background noise. And then after you talk and say whatever it is you want to say, then you hit star 6 again on your keypad and you're remuted. So how the workshop will, work is that everyone who is participating has been assigned a pod, and each pod has a conference number, as you know, and you are on this one. And so all group discussions will be done in the pod. So there will be times throughout the day that we'll take a break to do the exercise or take a lunch break, and you'll always call back in with this number to this pod. Any questions about how that works? So we always encourage in everything we do the holding of the privileged environment, and it can be especially challenging when we're at home and not all together physically in an privileged environment. So we like to go over a few suggestions or pointers for how to maintain the privileged environment in one's home or wherever you are today. So the workshop will be conducted in this environment, so please turn off any televisions or computers or radios or cell phones, except if, when you're calling on them, or any other visual distractions. It could be magazines or books or your distractions or whatever. So to create for yourself as much as possible the space where your attention is going, to support your attention being on the exercises and the discussions. Maybe when we're on the calls, you can face a wall, on your cushion or something as if you're in meditation. Anything to help minimize distractions. And to consider practicing that environment all day, even when the workshop is over. And to look for how that manifests within your home. We maintain the silence, so that includes no writing or journaling other than what is given in the assignments, and no reading other than what's in the assignments. And when speaking in group, we speak from personal experience. So if you want to process anything that's going on with you, we don't refer back to any other participant's comments or offer advice or, even like ask a question of another participant. Anything that interacts with anyone but the facilitator is discouraged. And please to keep everything that is done or said on the call confidential in the container, if you will, that we are creating through this privileged environment. And this is probably one of the most challenging ones, is to keep the schedule. We're all spread out, and our attendance is not really noticed actually on the phone, except when people don't participate. And so it can be easy for conditioning. Okay, I'm back. Are y'all still there?
Yes.
Okay, good. So well, hopefully we won't have any more dropped calls. That would not be good. But looks like my bars are strong right now. So I think I was saying to be sure and keep the schedule and to show up, even if conditioning is, you know, trying to make a case where, oh, you won't be missed, or, oh, I've got these other chores I want to do, or I'm just going to sneak away early just a little bit because I really need to get, you know, just to really give yourself the luxury and the opportunity that you've created in signing up for this workshop and to being here throughout the whole day. So that does it for the orientation points. Are there any questions about any of that?
Rebecca, this is June.
June.
Unless something's wrong with my phone, I think there's someone who is not muted.
Ah, okay. So
I'm going to mute myself now.
Okay. Let's see. I can try to remute. Let me see what I can do on my. Okay, I think everybody's on the same place now where everyone is muted, but you can unmute yourself by hitting star 6. So thank you for pointing that out. So here's a little introduction for the day. This is the real secret of life, to be completely engaged with what you're doing in the here and now, and instead of calling it work, realize it is play. So said Alan Watts. And in this workshop, we'll explore what it is to bring the spirit of play into life and to practice. So we'll start today with a reading from the book, When You're Falling, Dive. And so please get your journals handy as we do this exercise. And that's something to write with. And if you would, close your eyes, please, and get comfortable as you listen to this reading. Self-talk can be the things you say and hear inside your head. And self-talk can be unconsciously revealed in what we say to others. Every unconscious thought is part of a brainwashing system. Our conditioning is maintained by a constant stream of unconscious, self-reinforcing information. For instance, how many times a day must I be compared to others who are more successful, more attractive, smarter, or happier to get it that I am lesser? Self-talk need not be verbalized. I look at two well-dressed, attractive people walking down the street, talking, laughing, smiling, and the instant comparison proves that I am an unattractive loser. Self-talk can come in the form of a feeling. Nothing is said, but the way I feel means that I'll never get it right and everyone hates me. If I have a voice saying, you're a disgusting pig, and I believe that voice and feel bad because I believe it's true, I'm miserable. However, when I realize it's just a voice, that it has no substance, that it's like a parrot repeating without thought or knowledge, that it's a habit, that what it says is not true, I have a whole different relationship with it. So now, if you would let that go and find the breath, returning all your attention to the breath as it enters your body, fills your body, and leaves your body. Dropping into the moment, into this here now. Simply letting it all go. And as you attend to the breath, allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness the answers to the following questions. What do the voices tell you about what it means to play? What do the voices tell you about what it means to play? What behaviors were modeled for you growing up around play? What did you learn playing? What behaviors were modeled for you growing up around play? What did you learn playing? What are some standards that you learned that apply to play? How should it be done?
What are some standards that you learned apply to play? How should it be done? What is the difference for you between playing for the fun of it and keeping score? What is the difference for you between playing for the fun of it and keeping score? What does it mean to win? What does it mean to lose? Why is that important? What does it mean to win? And what does it mean to lose? And why is that important? When you have a sense of that, please open your eyes and make a few notes. Okay, so the game is called How We Play. The assignment is to choose a physical activity to play. It can be anything that gets you moving as long as it is approached with a spirit of play. Shooting hoops, dancing, walking, or running. We will be playing for a total of 20 minutes, and it's okay to take breaks as needed. Grab your notebook and your recorder and follow this schedule. So you'll take a couple of minutes to warm up. You might want to jot this down. Take 2 minutes to warm up. Play with all your heart for 10 minutes. Then take a break. Write down what the voices said about play. Write it down in your notebook. And then record what you noticed. Then play again for another 10 minutes. Take a moment to record any final insights. And then we'll get back on this call at 11:15 or Pacific time, 11:15 Pacific time. Would y'all, anybody want me to repeat that? Or any questions?
Would you please repeat that?
Sure. Okay, so 2 minutes to warm up. Play with all your heart, anything, any kind of movement for 10 minutes. Then you're going to take a little break and write down what the voices are saying and record what you noticed. Then set your timer and play for another 10 minutes. And then stop and take a moment to record any final insights. And then you'll call back in at 11:15.
Thank you.
Okay. Have fun. Bye-bye.